please welcome the coach, Presidential Director Presley Swaggerty.
Well, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me.
Thank you.
I can be center field.
Please sit down. Thank you so much.
Well, all right. If you want to know how to get to the top, I'm going to talk to you about that. We're going to lie, cheat, and steal. No, I'm serious. We're going to lie in bed at night and think of all the people we need to talk to. We're going to cheat away time from our busy schedule to set those appointments and show the plan. And we're going to steal all the good lines we hear, huh? You know, I'm going to give you some events here, and you tell me what these have in common. Kurt Warner is the Super Bowl MVP. Who Let the Dogs Out? Song of the Year. Gladiator, Movie of the Year. Survivor was in its second season. Lakers beat the Pacers in the NBA Finals, and the Yankees beat the Mets in the World Series. What do those have in common? Yeah, if you didn't know that, I would also throw out Y2K. I think we all remember that when our neighbors were burying canned food in the backyard. Do y'all remember all that? And the computers were going to blow up the world. Well, I tell you, I wanted to kind of think back. Do you remember where you were in the year 2000? To me, it doesn't seem like that was a decade ago. But I remember standing there in the year 2000 wondering what was going to happen in the future. I'm sure a lot of us did the same thing. You know, the thing we've got to understand is that if we don't make a radical change in our life, the next 10 years are going to look a lot like the last 10 years. We're going to have to make a change, ladies and gentlemen, because if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. And 10 years from now, we will surely arrive. But where? I say now is the time to fix the next 10 years. Now, I want to ask you, what's holding you back? What's keeping you from success? Is it fear of what might happen? Is it fear of what people might think? You know, I grew up, and you guys have heard this, some of you have, that I grew up in Pleasant Grove in southeast Dallas, and my mom worked in a sewing factory for minimum wage. We were poor, had no dad around. You know, my upbringing wasn't conducive to confidence. It wasn't conducive to success. And most of my life, fear beat me down and fear held me back. And I remember there was one day where I said, I'm tired of fear holding me back. And I was at a mall, this is a few years ago, and for you guys that have been at my house, you've seen this. This sits on my credenza at my house because I want a constant reminder that fear is not going to dominate me, that I'm going to overcome my fears. No passion so effectively robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear. Fear's the dream stealer. Did you know that 99% of the stuff we fear and worry about never happens? So I figure this acrostic for fear is what we need to hear here. F-E-A-R stands for false evidence appearing real. All those things we're worrying about, guys, that's stuff we can overcome. We all have fears, but we can all overcome our fears. And I love this. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. With no fear, we can lead a crusade against debt and financial worries. And I say we make 2010 the year of no fear. And you say, well, Presley, how do I overcome my fears? I think there's three things that can help us. Obviously, there's more than this, but I only have time to hit these three. One is knowledge, what we know. Two is attitude, how we feel. And three is activity, what we do. Knowledge, where are my thoughts taking me? What you know sets the course for your life. And I want to dispel a couple of rumors right now. Ignorance is not bliss. And what we don't know will hurt us. That's two rumors we need to get out of our head, guys. How do I gain knowledge? Well, I'm going to say one thing is we need to associate with the right people. We need to be running with people that have what we want. We need to be running with people that are pulling the rope the same direction we're pulling it. We need to be running with people that see the glass is half full, people that are positive. You know, when I was coaching at the start of the season, I would pull my team together. And I'd talk to them, and I'd look at them, and I'd say, guys, you show me who you run with, and I'm going to show you who you are or who you're going to be. And I wasn't talking back then about what we're talking about today. Back then, I wanted them to stay out of trouble. I wanted them to be productive students in the school. Well, guys, I'm not worried about us getting in trouble here in this auditorium, but I will make the same statement to you. You show me who you run with, and I'm going to show you who you are or who you're going to be. And I'm not saying we run out and get rid of all our family and friends, okay? I'm not saying that, but it doesn't hurt to add a few new people because there's a principle involved here. The inmates do not want to see the prisoners escape. You're going to go show a bunch of your buddies. You're going to show your brother-in-law. You're going to show some people, and they're going to look at it and go, nah, I don't want to do that. But I hope you do real good. You know, they say that outwardly, but inwardly they're hoping you bomb. And you go, man, that doesn't sound nice. No, it's not nice, but it's the way life is because, get this, if you have massive success, you change your life and your family's lives. They had the same opportunity you did, so it makes them look real bad. Guys, I'm telling you, if you can't change the people around you, then change the people around you. So we need to associate with the right people. We need to attend all the meetings and trainings and events that we possibly can. And that's where we can be around people that maybe these are folks we wouldn't get to hang out with ordinarily on a daily basis. But if we go listen to them speak and train, we can glean some knowledge from them and get to hear from them and take some notes. So I think we need to attend all the meetings and trainings and seminars that we can fit into our schedule. And finally, we need to read books. Yes, we need to read books. And I taught math so I wouldn't have to read, but I've learned to read. Are you reading? Key statement here. Are you reading the books that are going to take you where you want to go? Because your thoughts are going to lead your actions. If the mind can conceive it and you can believe it, you can achieve it. But we've got to get those thoughts into our mind by reading those books. And, you know, I tell people, cheat and get those books on CD. I don't like to read, so I get those books on CD and I put it in the CD player. And as I'm driving around in that rolling university, I'm listening. And if I stick John Maxwell in, the foremost authority on leadership, it's like Maxwell sitting in the seat next to me, talking to me and teaching me about leadership. And as we're driving, that's what we should be doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to hang with the right people. We need to attend all the trainings and seminars that we can, and we need to read the good books. Next, besides knowledge will help us overcome our fears. Next is attitude. Did you know your attitude, not your aptitude, will ultimately determine your altitude? I know that for a fact because I have no right to stand here in front of you guys on this stage. I had nothing going for me as a child, nothing growing up. But I tell you what, it's all about attitude. You've got to be a person that others want to be around. You've got to have a happy, positive, excited attitude to attract others. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to run around with a negative, dull, disillusioned, frustrated crybaby. And you go, well, Presley, I'm a little bit negative. You know, I struggle with that. We all have things we've got to overcome. If you're a little bit negative, that's all right. We're going to work on it, but you need to work on the as-if principle. The as-if principle. As-if principle says, act the way you want to feel, and soon you will feel the way you act. If you're not feeling real positive, then let's act positive because we can change, and we need to adopt that as-if principle. And, you know, one of the best definitions I've ever heard of a winner is this. It says, most people can stay excited for a couple of months. Few people can stay excited for a couple of years, but a winner will stay excited for as long as it takes to win. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to be winners. It's amazing how powerful enthusiasm and optimism are. So knowledge will help us overcome our fears, our attitude will help us overcome our fears, and activity will help us overcome our fears. Did you know doubt will take you out of action? But action will take you out of doubt. I tell you, that's a good one. You know, activity is high priority, which means work is high priority. You know, Ben Franklin tells us the reason more people aren't successful is because success comes dressed in overalls and looks like work. We've got to work, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to accomplish what we want to accomplish here, if we want to reach our goals. Until we reach those goals, we should make rest a necessity, not an objective. I think we should adopt the ant philosophy. Have you guys heard the ant philosophy? Ant philosophy, A-N-T. Ants never quit. I think that's a great philosophy. Have you noticed it doesn't matter? You can mess them up. You can spray the water hose on them. You can set something in their way. Ants are going to go around it, over it, under it. They're not going to stop, though. Ants never quit. And in this business, this will be a fact. In this business, there's countless people that the next person they would have talked to would have been the one that set them free financially and set their family free financially, but they quit the day before they would have had a chance to talk to that person. We want to adopt that ant philosophy and never quit. Ants also think winter all summer. They think winter all summer. All summer, those ants are preparing for the winter. They're gathering. You know, the ants aren't laying out on the beach tanning their little ant bodies. They're gathering, and they're preparing during the summer for that cold winter that's ahead. But I think ants are also positive thinkers. I think ants think summer all winter. I think as they're down in those little ant homes where it's dark, and you know, if it's dark down there, maybe we should talk to some ant communities about using Stream, huh? But as those ants are down in their little dark houses, I think all winter they're thinking that summer's just around the corner. I think they're thinking that that next warm, sunny day is right around the corner when they can get out there and get after it again. And finally, how much will an ant gather? All that he can. We need to remember that one, ladies and gentlemen. Ants will gather all that they can. So what should our activities be? We're not gathering for the winter. What should we do? Well, I've touched on a couple of them. But we need to hang with the right people. We need to read the books. We need to plug into the meetings. We need to set appointments. And we need to show the plan. We've got to keep the main thing. And a few daily disciplines will make a difference in your life. I'll repeat that. A few daily disciplines will make a difference in your life. So you say, what's important? Well, I think reaching the full extent of your potential is important. I think being all that you can be is important. And around here, we don't call enough an amount. We only call enough your best. And that's what we're all striving for, is our best. And we've talked about the ants. I want to talk about the trees now. How tall will an oak tree grow? As tall as it can. I've never seen an oak tree that only grew half as tall as it could. Have you? I think we need to learn from the ants and from the oak trees. What should you do? All that you can. How many books should you read? As many as you can. How hard should you work? As hard as you can. How many meetings should you attend? As many as you can. How many appointments should you set? All that you can. How many plans should you show? All that you can. How many skills should you learn? All that you can. How many people should you touch? As many as you can. Why not go to the max? Why not lead the no fear crusade against debt and financial worries? Why not make 2010 the year of no fear? Why not set an example of no fear like my cousin Manny Carter did? And I will close with this short story. Some of you guys have heard this, but I've got a cousin named Manny Carter. Manny's my mom's brother's son. Manny's my first cousin. Manny's 15 years older than me. And as a young man, I used to watch Manny work. He would mow yards, and he would paint houses, and he would throw paper routes. And, you know, a few other kids did that, but the difference with Manny is Manny saved his money. And Manny saved up money and got to the University of Texas. Regis, you'll like that. He got to the University of Texas, and he worked his way through UT, and Manny got out of UT, and he started working for Mobil Oil Company before Mobil and Exxon merged. And, you know, I watched Manny work his way up Mobil, and I watched him. He would buy business. He would invest in things. He would buy some land. And I watched Manny as he did all that. Now today, Manny's worth a few million dollars. And you go, well, what does that have to do with us here at this? Well, I think it has a lot to do with us. You know, I used to go over to Manny's house a lot because I liked hanging out with Manny. And I'd go over there at Christmas, and it was always fun being at Manny's house at Christmas because he had a beautiful brick home and he had BMWs in the driveway. The house was always immaculately dressed out at Christmas, and there was always presents under the tree. And I'd stay there till it was just bedtime because I liked hanging with Manny as long as I could. But I remember I'd get in my car and I'd be driving back to Dunlap where I grew up, where there were rapes and murders, where there was drugs and violence. And I remember I'd be driving back to my home thinking, that's how I want to be. I want to be like Manny. See, Manny had the same relatives I had. He was from the same family I was from. Manny was from the same part of town that I was from. And you know what? Manny set that no fear example. He showed us that if he could do it, the rest of us could do it in our family and from our side of the tracks. Now, my question to us is this. What example are you setting? You know, I learned a long time ago, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. I'm going to say it's time we draw the line in the sand. I'm going to say it's time we stand in the gap. I'm going to say it's time that we set the example of no fear. And I say it's time that we show our kids and our grandkids and our nieces and nephews and a lot of people that you don't even know that are watching you. I believe with all my heart there are going to be two groups of folks in this room. There's going to be the group that overcomes their fears, and there's going to be the group that lets fears steal their dreams. I hope you're an overcomer. I say, no fear. No fear. No fear. God bless. Thank you.